But no.
Going live now. But I don't have the thing open yet.
What thing do you have to have open?
I got to do the restream chat so we can hear what people are saying, you know?
So you can read what they're saying?
I read what they're saying. Yeah, you can't hear them.
So. What if we don't care what they're saying?
It says 5 of 5 connected. Let me see here real quick. 3 viewers. I'll refresh it.
Does that mean we're live? Can people hear us right now?
I don't know if people can hear us. Are people typing things, maybe? Let's see what this says. They can
We're on.
Ian told us they can hear us.
We're on, buddy.
Ian told us.
They can hear me too.
Can they hear you, Ian?
You know we are.
What are we?
Good at this live shit.
I think between all three of us, there's been collusion. So I think we've colluded.
To be having collusion.
We colluded with them.
Write me 300-page document. I summarize 4 pages. It's fine. No problem.
Give Stormy Daniels $130,000.
With love from Mother Russia.
Oh, hello, folks. Hey. How we doing tonight, huh?
All right.
You guys can hear us. You can't see us, though. I can hear you.
I can hear you can't see.
Can people see us? Let us know if you can see us.
Yes, they can see us.
Hey, Ian, I'm asking the chat, so it's like interactive.
They don't know what they're talking about.
You know what I've noticed, Cecil? Since we've had Ian, Ian's starting to get mouthy.
Yeah, he is. And his mic's still on, by the way, because I heard him just take a drink out of whatever he's drinking.
You remember when he first started, like, oh, I don't want to be on the show. Yeah. Now he's like,
I'll make a fart sound effect.
Right. He's getting a little mouthy.
Good
Oh, Australia. Oh,
great.
Oh, man, we just got a crazy burst from.
Man, look at that.
Look at
YouTube.
All these people, huh? Wow. Man.
I want to go back to Australia.
I do too.
I like really want to go back.
I want to go back to New Zealand. I love New Zealand. I want to go back to the southern island. I thought this southern part of the island. I guess it's all. I don't know if that's a different. Is it a different island? I don't even know.
Are you asking me that?
I'm not asking. I'm asking Chet. So
is there anyone from New Zealand?
Is there anybody from New Zealand on? But in any case, New Zealand, the southern part of it, man, I just couldn't get over how gorgeous it was. The northern one has a lot of sheep. It was kind of boring, but the southern was amazing. So I really enjoyed it.
Ian isn't the boss of me.
Pennsylvania.
I don't want to go back to Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. You know what you need to do?
Yeah.
Vote next time, Seth.
Yeah, what the fuck?
That's what you need to do. I'm blaming Pennsylvania on you, Seth.
Yeah, it's all Seth's fucking fault. Yeah.
That Wisconsin. Fucking. Who's from Wisconsin? I want to yell at you,
that's
too.
That's also your fault.
Yeah.
Michigan, that's your fault.
What about the Kiwis there? I missed it.
Somebody wrote Tasmania.
The Kiwis are too busy with their sheep. Yeah.
So we said Tasmania is Australia. Is
Ian
that?
Got a thumbs up. Ian, your mic's still on. I can hear you typing.
What?
Stop.
Why are
mute
you?
Mute your mic.
Jesus.
It's getting lippy.
Man.
I'm going to make sure that next check bounces. Actually, the patrons can do that too. So. Perth, Western Australia. I kind of wanted to go to Perth, but I heard it was like like an industrial type of place more than it was like
a Manchester
like
to
pretty.
Okay.
Like not as pretty. Is that true, Pete?
Is Perth ugly?
Is Perth gross?
Yeah. I went to Melbourne next. I want to visit Melbourne next. Visited Brisbane last year. Yeah.
Yeah. I was in Brisbane for an airport and then I flew through it.
What is this? I wish I were in New Zealand. I'm stuck in Las Vegas. Las Vegas is cool.
Here's
I like
the thing.
Las Vegas.
You guys both have mass shootings, so you're fine. So
something in common now.
Isn't it crazy that another country has one? I'm always shocked. When it's another country, it wakes you up. It's just like, holy shit, they can have mass shootings too? Like, it just blows me away that other countries can have them.
I feel a kinship. I'm like, ah, oh, welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome. We're all shit now.
Oh, Jesus.
So, there we go. Texas checking in, South Carolina. This is great. This is great. We got a fair amount of folks popping into the show.
So we have a story we were gonna do. Let's just put this up here real quick.
Oh yeah, Right Wing Watch.
Yeah.
Who would have thought that was gonna happen? Probably everybody who listens to the show. All right, here we go. Right Wing Watch, seasoned prophet of God.
What's seasoning?
That is so much better than an unseasoned prophet of God. It's bland.
Yeah.
There's nothing to bring out the flavor. You know, it's just terrible.
What seasoning did they use? Did they use that MSG stuff? What do they call that? You know, accent? Is that
Mrs. Dash?
I bet he has an accent.
You know what they probably use is fucking A1 or something fucking awful.
But do you have like a seasoning that you use when you like if there's like Like, let's say you're making just like a chicken breast or whatever, and you want to like season it with something. I normally eat salt and pepper mine, but like, let's say you wanted to season it. Do you have a store-bought seasoning that
you
use?
I don't know. Do you?
I know that you were a fan of Shashri's.
I used to like Tony Shashri's, but I kind of overdid it on Tony's.
I'm
yeah, now I haven't used it in a long time.
You know what I like on some things? Old Bay seasoning.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think that goes like crab cake.
Like chicken.
Really?
Yeah, can be
in
good.
In my mind,
especially
that's for crab
cake. Especially if you're breading it. Like if you're breading it and you put a little Old Bay on there and then you bread it, it's a pretty good flavor.
We use the dried Herbs de Provence a lot.
Herbs de Provence is good, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Just that goes in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but that would be in like a wet something, not in like a...
Yeah, yeah, like I'm trying to think of like off.
Like, I'm thinking like lemon pepper. Yeah, you know, like they have like all these dumb ones that I always pass by.
But the thing is, I pass by that stuff too because, and this is my own personal fucking weirdness, I'm convinced that what's going to happen is I'm going to buy one, I'm going to like it, and then I'm going to rely on it, and then they're going to discontinue it.
You're worried. You're planning like four steps ahead.
And then I'm not ever going to be able to have that thing I love again, so I don't want it to start with. Like, I don't want to love something I can't keep.
I get it.
You know what I mean?
It, yeah.
Fuck that.
You want to let it go and make sure you hug it to death.
You know that, like, if you love something, let it go. I don't know. Fuck that noise. If you love something,
hug it till it dies.
Grip it until your fucking fingernails turn white.
Until it dies. Someone said garam masala on popcorn.
That sounds, I would try that.
I would try that. That sounds actually really good.
Yeah. I would try balsamic vinegar.
Old Bay. I like Old Bay, but balsamic vinegar is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about I'm talking about dry. Oh, za'atar is awesome. Za'atar is awesome. That was Ian. It's like a spice mixture. It's like I don't know if it's Middle Eastern or Mediterranean, but it's a spice mixture and it's delicious. It's actually, you know, it's really good if you just sprinkle it on a plate with some olive oil and then just dip bread in it with the spice. Oh, it's amazing. It's delicious.
I'll try that. You know what else is good? As I may be mispronouncing Dukkha or Dukkha seasoning.
I don't know if I'm familiar with it.
It's really good. We got it in a HelloFresh box. And then like when we were in Australia.
Oh, I might have got that before. Yeah, yeah.
We loved it. And then we went to Australia and they were selling it at some like fucking market. And we bought a bunch then and took it home. It's fucking terrific.
Yeah. Butter.
Butter, yeah.
I will say butter. You can't beat butter for flavor and mouthfeel. Like the butter is just amazing, yeah. All right, we got off the track on seasoning. Sorry, guys. Right. I saw seasoned. I immediately turned it into a food thing. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Seasoned prophet of God, Bobby Connor recounts the time he stopped himself a tornado.
Okay, let's hear. Hold on a second. Here we go. Oh, I'm going to make it nice and large.
Are you sure to eat the tornado?
Nom, 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 nom. He's a little thick. All right, here we go.
I got on a plane. We flew out of Albany, Oregon, down to Oklahoma City.
Oh, God. Hold on a second. Okay.
And we'd go straight to the air, straight to the church, and a terrible tornado starts.
A what?
A tornado.
Hold on. I got to pause this.
A terrible tornado.
He said it. Did he end with an A? Hold on a second. It's like saying both or woof. Like, hold on a second. A tornado?
Straight to the church, and a terrible tornado starts.
Tornado.
A
tornado.
He sounds like W.
A terrible tornado. He does sound like W. He sure as fuck doesn't sound like he's from Oregon.
He definitely doesn't sound like that, no.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. He does sound like he has a third-grade education.
He doesn't sound like a Rajneesh, that's for sure. All right, I got to play this.
It's coming. A terrible tornado. And so I've just got to the building, and one of the men on the smart...
What, did you fight the tornado on the way in? Like, how does that work?
No, he flew in, and then he got in a car and drove to the church.
Okay.
And then he saw himself...
A tornado.
A terrible tornado.
A tornado.
Terrible tornado.
Okay, all right.
Smartphone had a Doppler radar, and he says, Pastor, there's a tornado coming. It's headed straight for this building.
That is not a thing you can look at on your phone. What building is the tornado coming to? Oh, my God. It's a straight arrow from the fucking unknown quantity of how tornadoes jog and weave.
You can zoom in that deep on that thing and be like, oh, yeah. And also, the Doppler radar doesn't, like, it doesn't show you, like, there's a tornadoes be here. And there's, like, a tornado that's like a sea monster on an old map. Like, what the fuck?
Have you ever been in a tornado?
I have. So when I was a kid, I was actually thinking about this the other day. When I was a kid, we were having a family gathering. There's a bunch of people coming over. And I remember there was a tornado. And I think I was a little too young to understand what was going on, but some of the adults were nervous, and it made me afraid.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
And so I was crying and upset in the basement. And I remember my aunt being very sweet and picking me up and saying, oh, it's okay, we're going to be fine, you know, that sort of thing. But we were in the basement, everybody, the whole party, and there had to be 30 people. We were all in our basement waiting out this tornado. And then I was in the, I was actually in the mall when that F5 hit Plainfield and it jumped over the mall. So Plainfield, Illinois is about 50 miles from Chicago.
Yeah.
And I grew up about 10 miles from there. And there was a mall, like a old timey mall, like a enclosed mall, not an outside mall. And we were in JCPenney. The electricity went off and they told us just not to leave. And then everything just cleared up almost immediately. And then we drove, I would say maybe a mile down the road and things were just devastated.
Yeah, that tornado fucked
shit
up.
That was a big, difficult tornado. What about you?
Close. So there, like, I was just thinking about when you said like, tornado was coming. Like there was a tornado that was on the ground and we were watching. I was in the basement. It was at my house, my first house that I owned. I was in the basement.
Okay, yeah.
And my buddy and I were down there. Pretzel. We're down there and like, they were saying like what towns it was approaching because it had a path.
Sure.
But it wasn't like, they didn't tell you even what streets it was going to. They're like, yeah, it's going to be in your town if it continues to be a tornado in like 12 minutes or whatever. You know, because they know the relative speed and direction.
If it can sustain, right.
Yeah.
And nobody can sustain for 12 minutes.
12 minutes?
12 minutes is a long time.
Oh my God.
That's a long time. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, tornadoes don't do foreplay. Are you kidding me? 12 minutes. What the fuck?
A tornado is foreplay.
So the tornado was coming. And it actually jogged just south. And so I lived in a place called Matson, and it hit Park Forest.
Oh, okay.
So it hit like relatively close, but it was just a little rink-a-dink, like busted up some like apartment buildings
like
and what have you.
One or something. Right. Yeah.
And then a tornado hit that house later when I rented that house out.
A tornado hit the house?
Yeah. Remember that circle? Our buddy came over and helped me cut that tree down.
Oh, okay. It hit the tree outside. Yeah.
Fucked up the neighborhood, but it didn't ruin the house.
Oh.
Which would have been great.
Thank goodness.
No.
Yeah.
Boo.
Yeah,
would have been great if it just like, meh, like fucking Little Pig to that house.
Just wrecked that house. It's made of brick. There's no way it's going to go through that. You can, that tornado can huff and puff, and it will not blow that house
in. It definitely did not. All right, so let's hear about his Doppler radar fantasy world he lives in. I love that he can't even tell a lie that's based on like facts that we like.
Right.
He doesn't have to include the details that make it obvious that he's lying.
He doesn't have to look at a Doppler radar, couldn't he just be like, yeah, we saw the tornado in the distance. It was literally bearing down on us. Isn't that just the same thing?
It's actually a more dramatic story. Yeah, that's a better story.
That's a better story than...
If you're going to lie to me, that's why I tell people at work all the time, if you're going to lie to me, have the courtesy to lie to me in a way that I can believe it.
Yeah.
Have a little fucking respect.
Yeah.
And I
took that and I tell it to my wife all the time. So I've took that
from
you.
This is great.
And she's been like, I'm going to lie to you. I was kidnapped by aliens last night.
He's headed straight for this building. And so, here's what happened. The Lord said, Bobby, if you don't get up and rebuke this tornado...
Rebuke a tornado!
Also, the Lord calls you what your dad used to call you, Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey there, Bobby.
Hey. I sent you a tornado just to see what you do with it.
Hey there, Bobby. How you doing? I just wanted... This is God. I don't know if you could tell it's me, but you can tell from my background music. Now my angel's playing the whatever it is that makes those sounds.
You know what this is, Bobby? This is a tester twister. That's what this is.
It's
a tester twister. And if you get it wrong, you get a titty twister.
If you look up, you'll see my hound dog is flying up, flying around a big old circle up in there.
That's actually the sound the alarm makes.
I'm going to send a tornado, blow the building away, hurt a lot of people, and hold you responsible.
Well, Jesus, God's a douchebag.
What a fucking asshole.
What a fuckhead.
Hey. If you can't fight that tornado, what the fuck? Look, it's a tornado,
if
man.
If you don't repeal guns, I'm going to shoot a bunch of people and blame it on you.
I know. Yeah. It's really fucked up.
Actually, that's what they do right now.
Just why doesn't God just not have that tornado?
I want to hear anybody in the audience. Have you guys ever been in a... It just occurred to me. Has anybody ever been in a tornado? Like, has anybody...
I rebuke your tornado.
Oh, that's a banjo. Thank you, Eddie. I appreciate that. I had no idea what made that sound. Thank you. I thought it was a jug. I didn't realize it. I didn't realize until you said it. Now let me listen to it again. I don't know. Maybe it might be a jug. I think you might be wrong. I don't know that's a banjo.
That's a banjo.
I don't know that that's a banjo. I think it's a harpsichord.
Oh my God. I remember watching an F3 tornado hit downtown Fort Worth back in 2000, ran into skyscrapers.
Whoa.
One of the town tallest buildings in town spent years as a huge boarded up birdhouse. Oh my God. Is he going to lasso the tornado and become a mythical Wild West hero? That would be amazing.
See, if the thing is you're making up as you go along. Why not?
Why not?
Yeah. Why not? I mean, you already lied about the Doppler.
So
he didn't lie about the God part, but he lied about the Doppler
part. Yeah. Right. That's the part I don't believe. God.
Driven through a tornado. Live near where two twin F4s wiped out Nebraska. Well, there wasn't anything there.
How does anybody know Nebraska got wiped out? Like, was the corn knocked over?
The jug is in the background. Hold on, let me hear it again. You're right. I can hear it. You're right.
Man, Helen passed through a couple hundred feet of me. I was in a movie theater watching Encino Man. Well, that'll teach you.
You're the only person.
Maybe you had that one coming. The wind knocked over my trash can once. I was able to rebuild.
What is that? What is going on there?
Exit sign. Right?
Oh, they put in a little. Oh, you could do like little crazy emotes. I guess they're coming through on our chat. Neat. Now would be a time, Ian, for you to show them so that they can subscribe on Twitch.
Oh, yeah, like run the thing.
Like run the thing.
Run the
Ian.
Thing.
Run the thing.
We got graphics
run
now.
Run the thing. Here we go. Do it.
I'm pointing.
Make it go on. There we go.
Ah!
Oh, who's watching on Twitch, motherfuckers? Follow us and shit. Fucking hilarious.
That's your fucking patron dollars at work, motherfuckers.
That's your patron dollars,
that's
baby.
That's amazing.
Oh, there you go, guys. Oh, it's amazing. All right, we're going to go back to this guy. This guy's still banjoing it up. Where does this guy buy a suit? That's all I'm asking. Big and tall.
Big and tall. Farm and Fleet.
They just cut. He comes up to the register and there's a horse blanket on him and they just pin it. And they're like, no, that's fine. You're
the
good.
The tailor's like, no corrections. No alterations necessary.
Why the long face?
So, now watch out.
Okay.
Okay, God.
All right.
Now, I said, okay.
That seems unreasonable.
First off.
Fucked up thing to do.
Seems like a weird thing to say. You
weird
know?
Fucking passive-aggressive, shitty, mean-spirited dickhead.
Thanks,
fucking
God.
Abusive relationship, God.
Thanks, God.
If you really want me to get up there and prophesy, I want you to speak to me. I opened the Bible just like this and stuck my finger down there just like that. And I looked down and it said, son of man, get up and prophesy to the winds.
Mm. Yeah. So, oh my God, that's what your book says?
Prophesy
book,
to the
your
wind.
Your book says that? Your book says talk to the wind?
Wait a minute, but it doesn't, maybe I'm wrong, but isn't prophesying, is that just preaching? Isn't prophesying
like
predicting
into
shit?
The future or something? Yeah.
We got I presume at some point you will slow down from being fast and spinny and then
will you
be less like that as it often is. What the fuck? What does the wind need to know its future? Are you like throwing tarot cards? Like
you're making
it rain
tarot
cards at the fucking tornado? Prophecy
you get hit in the face
wind.
Of a fucking nine of cups. It's like
terrible idea.
Fucking Jesus. The fucking goblets hit me in the face. I understand what he did, though. It's the prophecy, right?
Yeah.
They're looking in the future.
Right.
Talking to the wind. Looking in the future to wind talkers. That's the key. That's how it
Boom.
Works. It's QAnon.
You know what? Hold on. I'm dropping my mic.
There you go. There we go.
So I got up and prophesied to the winds, and you can get it. It's in the world. It's in the
Jesus fucking speak, man.
What did he say?
Gurp, 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 gurp.
Hold on.
Holy
shit. We got to start him up here. Hold on a second.
Prophesied to the winds, and you can get it. It's in the world. It's in the.
I
can't
oh,
do
my
it.
God.
We'll do it live. No. We'll do it live.
Rain.
Do it live. I'll write it and Rain. We'll do it live.
God damn.
That fucking thing.
I love that clip so much.
So
I
good.
Laugh every time I hear it.
So
I
mad.
Love it so much. He's so angry.
He's so mad.
Oh, it's the best.
Film at the Weather Channel. When the
what is that?
I don't know. What did he say? Because we stopped him three times. We tried to start his car here. Hold on a second. What did he say?
Yeah. So I got up and prophesied to the winds.
Okay.
And you can get it.
So what you did
and
was
you, can get
you
it.
Prophesied to the wind. So you talked to the sky. Is that what he did? Did he like lean out of the tool shed or wherever he was? And he's like, hey, Storm, you go away now. Is that what he did?
I think he did.
Did he really do that? Like, do adults do that, Tom?
Not real ones.
What the fuck?
All right, so what he said is, and you can, I prophesy to the winds, and you can get that,
and you
I
can
think
get
is what
that.
He said.
Okay, let me do it one more time.
All right, here we go. Yeah.
So I got up and prophesied to the winds, and you can get it. It's in the world.
You can go get it.
And you can get it.
You can get it.
It's in the whirlwind. I really think he said, I prophesy to the winds, you can get it. It's in the world.
What is it, like a message in a bottle?
Well, wait a minute. What do I need to get? I'm the one who's taught. What the fuck?
Did you just save us from the prophecy tornado?
Like, oh, that was my prophecy. Fuck, get it back.
Oh, God.
It's in the film of the Weather Channel. When the prayer goes up, bind the tornado.
What was that?
I know we stopped it like four times, but I like none of that makes any
sense. In the Weather Channel.
What is
it's in the Weather Channel. So you can get
what
it.
What the fuck are you talking
about? I prophecy to the wind.
What the fuck are you talking about? Jesus.
Whoa. Prophecy to the wind. You can get it. It's in the world. The Weather Channel.
Jesus. Okay, here we go. We're going to do this one more time. I'm sorry. I want to apologize to chat. Is there a sad face or like a sad thing you could post? I'm real sorry.
Get it.
Ian, just type, I'm real sorry in all the chat. Just be like, there we go. Thank you. I'm real sorry. I keep fucking this up. I can't help but fucking interrupt this fucking numbskull when he talks. All right, so here we go. This is for realsies now. I'm going to play what he has to say. I'm going to go back a little bit, and I'm not going to interrupt him. I'm just going to...
It's in the world. It's in the...
It's a little farther than that, because there's more to it. Like, it's like... So he touches the book all exaggeratedly.
Yes, and stuck my finger down there just like that. And I looked down and it said, Son of man, get up and prophesy to the winds. Mm. Yeah. So I got up and prophesied to the winds. And you can get it. It's in the world. It's in the film of the Weather Channel. When the prayer goes.
It's in the film of the Weather Channel?
No.
What is he talking about?
Nope.
What is he?
No.
What do they have, like,
no.
A film library, no. Like the NFL? No. It's like a referee be like, I'll allow it.
I gotta watch some films of this tornado, see where my defense.
Yeah, the other team good. Is watching. Like, there's a hurricane watching the tornado film, seeing if they can get some pointers.
What's up to bind the tornado? Tornado's coming down like that.
Okay.
It stops in midair, reverses its rotation, goes back up. The world record people said it had happened one other time in human history. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
The world record people.
The world record.
So I called the world record people and I explained to them that a tornado didn't touch down. And they were like, whoa, that's only ever happened once before.
Hello, world record people.
Mabel, give me the world record people. What the fuck? The world record people.
It's the world record people, though. They're, like, so busy all the time. Like, all these randos are calling. They're just like, hey, man, I just want to let you know I fit more lint in there. I pressed more lint in there. And they're just like, stop calling, Tom.
Yeah,
stop calling me. You can't.
My dog farted and sneezed at the same time.
Jesus Christ.
You know, they're just like, oh my God, it's that guy again. Yeah, all right, it happened once. For fuck's sake.
He's just.
You did. And if it happened once before, it's not a world record anyway. It just, you still lose.
It's like, yep, you're still in second place.
The Guinness Book of Second Place. Would that be? You're the world's second fattest man.
You're like, damn, there goes my heart for nothing. Like,
I'm still shitty.
They're still gonna have to take my wall down when I die and like get a forklift. and I didn't even win.
I'm still all shitty, but I'm also a loser about it.
Oh my God. Oh Jesus.
Well,
fuck.
Isn't that faster?
It's a tornado. Don't.
Oh my God, what a fool. God, that guy needs to oh my God, he needs to come back on this show so often.
God decides not to kill people in tornado, even though he planned to. Thank God.
This is the best story.
This is the best happened. Story.
Oh, man. It's like legit the best
story.
Oh,
my God. Tad, a world record.
Everybody's a crushing it here. Second pacemaker. Oh, beautiful. That's a shit. I'll give you a shit tits for that price.
God was breaking wind. Oh, that was good.
Oh, man. That's good shit.
So good.
Man, I'll tell you. What a fool. Your second place record. Useless.
Ian, use one of our other special
put it on Tom
things.
And have it be special. Put it on Tom and have it do a special thing.
Yeah, make it subscribe
like YouTube
to something.
Or something. I don't know.
Come on.
Ian,
there we go.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
There we go, guys. Subscribe Boom. On YouTube and get the little dings. The little your ding-a-ling. Set that up.
Look at that. God damn.
What social media do you guys need to see a video for? Because he's made them for all of them. So if you're watching on Periscope or Mixer or whatever, he's got them all.
I like this, Mark. You know, I think this guy is lying.
A Gary emoji. Can we do that? I don't think we can do that. I think we have know. To. Here's what you need to do, Rolling Nerdy. You need to get like 10,000 more of your friends to sign up on Twitch for us to even like matter there. So
I like yeah. like three
bitch
fuck
you.
Google Plus, fuck Google Plus, fuck Google Plus.
That's Ian. BitChute.
What is BitChute?
That's the one that they were talking about. That was a rival to YouTube. Do you remember this? It's where all the alt-right fuckers
go. Oh, yeah. It's racist YouTube.
Oh, Gab is also, isn't that Gab where all the people go to like that got kicked off of Twitter? Millennial, millennial, millennial.
MySpace. I read something the other day. Like, I guess like all those MySpace profiles of old are just gone now. They got like MySpace accidentally deleted them all.
Oh, accidentally, yeah. Right.
I tried to log into mine like a month ago. Just like MySpace just every time it would open, it would like redirect you like, you got viruses on your phone. Like one of those things. It was all fucking borked up and everything.
Yeah.
But there was an article. It was like, yeah, we were trying to do a backup or something and we accidentally deleted like everyone's shit, and I was like, who still works there?
Yeah,
who's
that one guy, Tom? Like, that guy who's everybody's friend, he's the only one.
I was like, who's like got a paycheck? Like, oh, I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna get a job at MySpace, there's a lot of room there.
This is funny, isn't YouTube racist? YouTube,
yeah,
that's true.
All right,
that's true. Google,
yeah.
Google Plus is gone, isn't it? Isn't Google Plus gone? Do people know?
I
if
think
Google
that plus Inbox, they both went away at the same time.
Inbox, what's that?
It was Google's other like alternate version of their email. Like they canceled that too.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I read something the other day. I never used it, but yeah.
TikTok. I'll tell you. You know what? I get a lot of TikTok ads on my.
Yeah, like that. Fuck TikTok. It's basically Vine all over again.
No, yeah,
yeah. It. I don't.
I get TikTok ads on my phone. Like on my Facebook, if I'm like, cause I don't have ad block or whatever right. on my phone. So I'll get ads for Facebook. And like on Facebook, if I'm ever on my phone, I get TikTok ads all the time. They're the worst.
Wait a minute. If you use ad block, you don't see ads within your Facebook feed?
Yeah. On a computer, but I don't have ad block on my phone.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I don't, you know, I never get ads when I'm at a computer, but I don't.
What's there instead? Just nothing?
It just won't put anything there. Like,
oh, okay.
So there won't be anything. It's not like there's a blank screen. It just won't populate.
Huh?
So
that's interesting.
Google Plus is gone. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I thought it was.
TikTok is a social network for breath mint enthusiasts.
Oh, all right, we're going to have one more. You got to get one more, Ian. You got to pick another one. Put it on. Put the camera on me. Pick all another right. one. Whatever one you think is worthwhile. And I'm going to point to it. Point down. Am I going to point down? Is that what I'm going to do? Do I point?
I feel like
down?
That's.
There we go. That's it. Look, Ian did a great job. Everybody,
look at that.
Everybody who thinks Ian did a good job, press F for respects to Ian. Okay? If you think Ian did a good job. I don't think that's how
Nobody.
That meme works.
Nobody's
I don't think
doing
that's
it.
How that meme works.
Nobody
said it anyway.
Likes him.
See, Ian, look at all those people who love you. There's like, and they're all on Twitch. So only the Twitch people like you, Ian. I'm just letting you know. Oh, YouTube's coming in. All right.
Ah, boo.
You know what we did last time? And I found this out later. And maybe it was Ian who told us when we ran that report or the contest last time, we had stuff up and we were doing the quickest people, fastest fingers or whatever. And Twitch is the lowest. It's the lowest latency. So we have to figure out another way to set things up so we can give.
So the giveaway is more fair.
Yeah. So it's given. There's a chance we can give it to people on Facebook because look at how Facebook is coming in now. Wait a second. Who said we hate Ian? You can ban that guy, Ian. That's fine. I'm okay with it. All right. So.
Mine already.
All right, we still have a show to record, so we should go. We got to go.
Hey,
so,
guys, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, and Sunday, set your stuff, whatever it is. We're going to be at, is it 6 p.m., Ian? You can turn your mic on now. 6 p.m. Central time?
Central, yeah.
6 p.m. Central. We're going to be on, not Instagram. We will be on all these other places, though. And you can.
Why is your microphone so terrible?
It's not
terrible.
Me. It's Ian, because he's recording in that giant studio. His.
My computer as a fan. I'm sorry.
All right. So join us on Sunday at 6 p.m. Central. We will be doing like a full show though. Like not just like a little teaser like this. We're just like making fun of one guy. We might make fun of like three people.
What?
I know. Like crazy, right? Let me see if there's anything I can play to play us out.
Hold on, I forgot the Twitter one. I got to do the Twitter
one. Okay, do the Twitter one. I'm going to play this. I'm going to do a glory hole for you guys, and then we're going to go. So here we go. Here's a glory hole jingle.
I said, who's that guy on the other side of the glory hole? It's Jesus.
We need one that says, it's Ian. All right, guys. Take
Thank
care.
You, pardon.
Bye, everybody. We're waving. Which camera? Which camera? Give us a camera, Ian.
Nope.
We're going to the far one.
You're waving.
Far on. Far, there we go.
Hey!
Bye, everybody. Tell everybody. Join us on Sunday, 6 p.m. Central. And come back, y'all.
Oh, God, I'm glad they're gone.
We good?
We're still alive. Hold on. I got to click it. Okay. Oh.